This is the truth about Plume.
Could this be the next Ondo Finance? Is this the next massive addition to our portfolio? Tune in to find out.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey. Because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
All views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
Today, we're going to be revealing the truth about Plume. Is this the next Ondo Finance, the next massive real-world asset coin? Has this been the next huge addition to our portfolio? We're going to reveal everything.
Some are calling this the Shopify of real-world assets. Now, real-world assets have taken a bit of a backseat recently because of all the stuff that's been happening with meme coins and all the idiots who like to trade those things. It's also taken a backseat to artificial intelligence and everything that's been occurring in that industry. But what has BlackRock said? What has Larry Fink said? He said, after the Bitcoin ETF, that was just the first step to tokenizing everything. Mm-hmm. And with the Ondo Summit that just occurred on February 6th, there is a lot of hype now around, this is actually, now the RWA sector is coming back, and there's a lot of hype now around these real-world assets and the tokenization of just about everything. And this is a newly launched token that's been out for a few weeks now, maybe the better part of a month, and it has shown extreme strength during any of the market sell-offs. It has a ton of amazing backers. It has some insane utility, and I think this could possibly be one of the biggest new additions to our portfolio.
Mm-hmm. I think a lot of the times people just ignore what the people who run the world are telling us. For example, when the crypto czar David Sacks came out and said, look, this is the golden age of digital assets. We are going to make, you know, DeFi, Ethereum, staking, regulation, stablecoins. This is all going to be happening in America. Just wait and see how bullish everything is. And they responded by selling their coins. And just how Larry Fink has continually come out and said, tokenizing the world's assets is the next $1 trillion opportunity. We are going to tokenize everything. BlackRock is one of the most valuable asset managers in the world, if not the most. They're working with the Trump administration. They're working with Ondo. They're working with everyone to tokenize everything. They're telling us this is going to happen, and yet people continue to fade the real world asset sector. Now, you know how we love Ondo Finance because it's connected to BlackRock. They're working with them to tokenize U.S. securities. But we've really been looking for another legitimate real-world assets token that has the same or a similar level of like amazing partnerships, impressive technology, and a roadmap stacked with real catalysts to make it go insane. That's why we need to cover Plume today. So make sure you watch this one until the end.
Let's not forget that we identified and brought Ondo Finance to our audience when it was sitting around 18 to 20 cents. Before it catapulted to nearly $2. Watching these large caps pull a 10X, quite impressive if you ask me. Mm-hmm. So now we're covering Plume and saying, like, look, this could be the next big thing to our portfolio. There's a lot of reasons why. So this is the first modular layer one built for real world assets that already has, with $8 billion in tokenized assets committed to being deployed on the mainnet. Mm-hmm. $8 billion already committed on a project that has a $1 billion market cap. Do the math there. This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
So what they're going to do is they're going to make the way I see this platform is they're bringing utility to real world assets, and they're making it easy for anybody to deploy, trade, access, and utilize these real world assets in like a DeFi manner and earn yield on the stuff that they're trying to bring to bring to the table. I think there's a lot of really cool things here, from their smart wallets to the Nexus to the bridging, and just how the simple ease of use that this platform brings.
Yeah, I think you had a good analogy early in the episode where you said Plume is the Shopify of real world assets. And what that means is, think about what Shopify did for e-commerce and anyone that wanted to start an e-commerce website. It was very difficult. You had to learn coding or potentially build a website, think of all these things. But Shopify provided a template for anyone to launch their business easily, cheap, and fast. And that made the world of e-commerce explode, and Shopify became the most valuable company in Canada. Now, what Plume is trying to do is enable, they see this opportunity that tokenizing real-world assets is becoming a huge trend. The problem is that most institutions and companies simply don't know how to do it. And it's clunky, it's old, it's just very hard. And companies, especially big institutions, when something is difficult and way out of their lane, they just don't do it. Plume sees the opportunity here and has built what is the Shopify for real-world assets, which is going to allow and provide a framework for institutions, companies, and high-net-worth individuals to all tokenize their assets in a user-friendly, easy way, and it's going to speed up this process dramatically and, in turn, could generate a ton of value for Plume and the Plume token.
Yeah, like they're not just like tokenizing shoes or anything like that. Like, think like these guys are tokenizing real, like, big, like you said, this is for institutions. This is for big, big money. Mm-hmm. They're tokenizing ETFs, REITs, oil and minerals, bank loans, municipal debt. So they're making it seamless and easy for that to happen globally and compliantly, mm-hmm. which is extremely important. And that's one of the things I really like about this project. When I dig into everything, just seems so dialed. When you go through the documentation, so regulatory compliance via FINRA registered brokers, so that, you know, they're using proper brokers to do the compliance and everything like that. The on and off ramps, so they're allowing it seamless through wire transfers. So they have it set up for ACH in the US. They have SEPA in Europe, Interact for Canada, Apple Pay, Visa, Google. So it's like they've thought of all the different ways to bring money on and off, like super simple. Anti-money laundering, so they have five different organizations monitoring the providers using like chain analysis who works with the US government. So they're really making it so that this is something that can be used globally 24/7 and easily across all nations. Like, I love the fact that everything's just so dialed with this project.
For sure. And then we always like to look at partnerships, right? What kind of partnerships have certain projects brought to the table that can make them that next top 100 project? So two interesting companies that Plume is partnered with. We have PIMCO, which has $2 trillion. That's right, I said 2 trillion, not billion. $2 trillion of assets under management. And then we have the Carlyle Group, who has 500 billion assets under management. Now, they've committed to tokenize many, many billions of assets on Plume already. These are some of the largest private equity and asset management firms in the world, and they're already working with Plume. Then you look at something like Credible, a private credit platform rolling out a $500 million high-yield credit fund on Plume. And of course, we mentioned Ondo Finance. Now, the answer to the question, is Plume the next Ondo Finance? Well, it's not Ondo Finance, but it's very similar. And actually, they're working together. So we have Ondo Finance's flagship product, USDY, which is tokenized US securities, and that's already integrated into Plume. So when you connect all those dots and you see Larry Fink, BlackRock, Coinbase, Ondo Finance, Plume is now right in there with the big boys, especially when they're partnered with these companies that have $2 trillion in assets under management.
Yeah, they have some of the top VCs and venture capitalists in the industry, having raised over $20 million. The Series A was led by the same team that did the Series A for Ondo. So really important there with Galaxy Digital, Hashkey, Lightspeed Ventures. Hedge fund, they have Brevin Howard, a hedge fund with $20 billion. Now, they led the Series A for Injective, which has also done a 30X. So it seems as though the venture capitalists who have gone into Plume early have also seen a lot of success with other big, well-known DeFi, RWA type of projects in the industry. They also have Han Ventures, Katie Han. She's on the board of Coinbase. And then Lightspeed Ventures, who is a seed investor in Snapchat, Stripe, Affirm. So big mega corporations. I think they're going to see a lot of these integrations, and this is could quite possibly go quite global with the way they're trying to do everything here.
Yeah, and then again, when you look at the roadmap, all of the different products and technology that Plume is going to be unveiling for the world over the course of 2025 and beyond, that's why I think it's a great time to add this to our portfolio, which we've done, and I think it's going to be extremely bullish. So when we look at their technology, we have, as you mentioned earlier, we have Skylink, which is about yield distribution, and we've seen what the USA government has alluded to with DeFi and yield. So when you see staking, you see optimizing yield, you see that Plume is integrating that into real-world assets, that's extremely bullish.
Yeah.
Then we have Nexus, which is their data highway for real-world assets. It's all about data, right? Because when you have an insane amount of assets that need to be tokenized, you need to have this data flow, and that's what Nexus is for. And then you have the PUSD stablecoin, a native ecosystem stablecoin, just like how, for example, Ondo has their own stablecoin, right? So Plume is taking the successful playbook that a lot of these massive top 100 projects have done, and they're replicating it in their own way. And again, when you go back to their core mission of being the Shopify for real-world assets to make it easy, the fact that they have all of these in-suite tools and technology ready to deploy for any institution that wants to come and tokenize their millions or billions or trillions of assets, Plume has the solution for anyone, and I think it's going to be extremely successful.
Yeah, I like that their PUSD is one-to-one pegged to the US dollar with it reserved in USDC and USDT, so it has super deep liquidity. It's got a ton of security. When you look at the numbers, $4 billion in assets available. They have 18 million unique addresses, 280 million transactions so far, and 180 live protocols already on Plume.
Mm-hmm.
This thing's just getting started.
Yeah.
You know, I could see this, like I said, going global. They have the right backing. They have the right founders. They're bringing something to the market that doesn't quite exist yet. It's compliant. It's all about anti-money laundering. It's bringing utility to these real-world assets. It's integrating with their smart wallet. It's integrating smart contracts. It's kind of giving the same cool things that DeFi has and bring it to real world assets, and they're making it easy and affordable and seamless for everybody to use.
And guess where Plume is based? America. So we have another USA based crypto that fits right in with the Trump administration's mission, which is to make crypto in America number one, the golden age of digital assets. Plume, being an American-based crypto, fits, again, right in with that Ondo Finance. The reason that we don't talk about a lot of other real-world asset tokens on the show is because most of them are scams.
Yeah, there's not many good ones.
You know, you have this random, we bought one apartment in Dubai and we're tokenizing it. Yeah. Or we're tokenizing shoes.
Yeah.
Or tokenizing plants. Like, it's like, okay, these are all scams. That's why we're like, okay, when real-world assets, it's Ondo or nothing. Now, we're happy to say that we've actually added a new real-world asset token, and that is Plume. It has so many connections, so many partnerships, so many backers, such impressive technology, and again, all these tailwinds with USA-based cryptos, DeFi, staking. This is a trillion-dollar opportunity, as Larry Fink and BlackRock keep telling us, and I think Plume has the potential to get into the top 100 or the top 50. Like, Ondo's sitting around, like, 30 right now.
Yeah.
We got it way before that.
Yeah, yeah. And where was it listed right away? BitGet.
Yeah.
BitGet always lists the, like, they're the first to list Tau. Uh-huh. They're the first to list Ondo. They're one of the first to list Plume.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, if you want to get into these large caps that go 10x, mm-hmm. BitGet is the place to get. They always list these gems first before any other exchange. You can save on trading fees, get a deposit bonus and all these things. Link in the description. Highly recommend using BitGet. That is where we do all our trading. Yeah. Like, you can't, they don't miss.
Yeah, like, I bought my Plume tokens on BitGet. What I'm hoping to do with my Plume tokens is stake them because there is going to be staking coming live for Plume mainnet soon. And there is also other token utility. Like, the Plume token is the gas fee required for transactions in the Plume ecosystem. So it's not just a governance and staking token. It is actually going to be consumed in their ecosystem. So all of these companies that are trying to tokenize millions or billions or trillions of assets that actually need to use the Plume ecosystem, they need to buy the Plume token.
Yeah, exactly.
Think about the demand that is going to create for this, and that is going to be one of the main bullish catalysts. Any company that wants to tokenize their assets via the Shopify, if you want to use the Shopify for real-world assets, you have to buy the token. And these companies have billions and billions of dollars to buy this token. See what I'm saying? Wink, wink.
I see what you're saying. Look, to me, the truth about Plume, it's a gem.
Yep.
You know, it ticks so many boxes. It's got the right funding, like we said. It's bringing something new to the market that we haven't quite seen yet. And this really could be one of those mass adoption cryptos.
Yeah, so we see the fully diluted valuation of Ondo at the moment is around $15 billion. Fully diluted valuation of Plume is around $1.5 billion. So I think this is an easy 10x. And when things get really bullish, I think 20, 30, maybe 50x.
Let's go, baby. Hey, make sure you guys tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.